the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Wherever does Elon Musk get his energy? He seems to never stop. He's on social media, tweeting like crazy on X. He's doing work with Doge. He's got all his businesses to run. He's got children to father. Where does he get his energy? But could he become a liability for Donald Trump, given that Donald Trump's approval ratings in the United States have gone into the negative? Larry Donnelly is with us, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the journal.ie. What do you make of the way Elon Musk is behaving at present, Larry?
It's a very good question, Matt, as to where he gets his energy from. It's relentless. It's nonstop. I don't know who's doing the tweeting or the posting on X or whatever it might be, but it seems to never stop. And I certainly think that the imagery, as you point to, of him at a Conservative Political Action Committee conference brandishing a chainsaw and running around the stage won't do him any favors with the American people. What's more, we're hearing now that X is putting out pronouncements that large corporations had better invest more money and take out more ads, lest they be branded by the Trump administration. So there's lots to be wary of here. And I think that it was put best by a congressman from Maine, Jared Golden, one of the few moderate Democrats left, who said that the complaint letters he was getting from his constituents weren't really relating to Donald Trump. They were relating more to what he called a weirdo unelected billionaire who seems to be a partner in crime with the Trump administration. And that's borne out by the approval ratings. The majority of American people have unfavorable views of Elon Musk, and a growing number of Americans have deeply unfavorable views of Elon Musk. So the question becomes, how long is Trump going to have this guy by his side, especially in a context in which he might be seen as a weight dragging him down?
And Yen, how much support do you think Trump really gives to Musk's initiative to cut out what he sees as waste in American public life, whereas others see it as a way for Musk to attack those who would regulate his business interests?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it throws up a few interesting things there. In terms of Musk's kind of zeal to clear out the government and to fire people and that sort of thing, you know, there is an audience for that in America. It is different to how things are here. There are people in the United States who are convinced that the federal government is the enemy, that it's bloated, that it's corrupt, that it's full of DEI people, et cetera, and they're happy with this. But there's a broader constituency that I think Trump is well aware of. People who are, I suppose, dependent upon the very government workers, the very government programs that are being potentially slashed, they're part of the unwieldy, improbable Trump coalition. So there's some broader, harder, more complicated political realities at the heart of all this. I think for whatever reason, Trump is drawn to Musk, Musk is not drawn to Trump, but it is a partnership that I would not think is going to last the test of time, given a number of different realities that you've alluded to.
But yet Musk promotes Trump's beliefs on things like X, social media. He has very much supported Trump in his increasingly fractious relationship with Zelensky in Ukraine. Why is Musk doing that, do you think? Is this a genuine, sincere belief? Is he in some way as well seemingly beholden to the Russians, like Trump seems to be?
I'm not so sure if he's beholden to the Russians. And I think there may be an element to which, I mean, we know Musk's father, we know his views, we know that he seems to be coming into that line, embracing a hard right vision and endorsing candidates around the world who share that hard right vision. So that might be part of it. But my own view is that Elon Musk has always been about Elon Musk. In this rather bizarre need to make more and more and more money, and then as a consequence, to wield more and more power. And for now, he views Trump as an opportune vehicle to do so. And again, for now, Trump views Musk as an opportune vehicle to, I suppose, to get his message out there, to use the power. It's a mutual affection compact, but it's also two people who are using one another to their benefit. And once that perception of benefit dissipates, that's when things might get interesting. And that's when, for I would say, Donald Trump, if he feels that this is impinging upon his popularity, or even worse, if people start to think that he's not in charge, that Musk is in charge, this could be terminated pretty quickly.
Of course, he made his chainsaw appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference, where Steve Bannon, remember him, was also present. Steve Bannon apparently hates Elon Musk, and even though he's continued in his devotion to Donald Trump, seems determined to separate Musk from Trump. So what did you make of the salute that Steve Bannon gave? Because just like a couple of weeks ago, Elon Musk delivered what very much looked like a Nazi salute. Didn't Steve Bannon do exactly the same last night?
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, Matt. I mean, for two people who evidently don't have much use for each other and who are competing for Donald Trump's affection, they certainly have adopted the same stance, or at least the same signature sign-off, which is deeply disturbing. And again, it's one of those things you really scratch your head at and say, what is the end game here? I mean, to what end are they doing these sorts of things? I mean, I suppose there are Nazis and white supremacists out there, but they're not the majority. They're a minority, really. What are they getting at with all of this stuff? It's really, really fundamentally disturbing. And I don't get it. To what end is that stuff? Do they get carried away? I'm not sure what it is. What I can say for certain is that both Bannon and Musk, coming as they do from different perspectives, they are deeply, deeply malevolent influences on the American, at least in Bannon's case, but in Musk's case, the broader polity.
And one final thing, we had Dunico Lira, Sinn Féin, with us before 5 o'clock, explaining the Sinn Féin decision not to send anybody to Washington this year. Usually Sinn Féin gets invited along because of its role in the assembly and the executive in the north. But because of Gaza and the statements issued by Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou MacDonald today, written statements and social media video focused on Gaza, didn't mention Ukraine, although Dunico Lira, when I pressed him on Ukraine, did mention it. How do you think will this go down with the Trump administration? Will they notice, will they care, or will they be vengeful?
Will they notice or will they care is a good question. I'm not 100% sure that they will. But what it will give rise to, I suppose, among those who follow these things more closely, is a sentiment in Irish America that is growing. And again, Irish America is heterogeneous in terms of its politics. But it is a sentiment that Ireland, not just Sinn Féin, but more broadly, is the most anti-Semitic state in the Western world. And whether people want to say that's not true, and I don't believe it's true at all, that is the perception that is growing in the United States, and that is, for all sorts of reasons, a deeply, deeply dangerous one. And in walking away, I would say they have made the Taoiseachs and the other politicians and ministers who are in the United States, they've made their job all that much more difficult. And from Sinn Féin's point of view, again, the dissonance between Irish America and people here on this issue, they've raised an awful lot of money from Irish America. I wouldn't be so sure that would be as forthcoming in future.
Larry Donnelly, thank you very much. Columnist with Journal.ie.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.